Meshach Shabbos Perik Yud Beis Mishnah Vav Hakosev Shtei Osios Bishtei Helemos Achas Shachas Achas Bein Harvayim Rabban Gamliel Mechaye V'Chachamim Pochin. If somebody writes two letters on Shabbos, that is the shear which is necessary to be chayiv on Shabbos. But he does it Bishtei Helemos. He remembers that it's Shabbos. It's two different periods of forgetfulness. In between writing the two letters, he finds out that he's aware of the fact that it's Shabbos. An example of that would be what's the continuation of the Mishnah says, Achas Shachas V'Achras Ben Arbayim, that there was a large time lapse between them. One was written in the morning, one was written in the afternoon. Then Rabbi Gamliel still says that you're Chayev, and the Chachamim say that you are Pater, that you can't even start if you can't put together these two things because it was separated by the fact that you realized that it was Shabbos in between. The second clause of Achas Shachas V'Achras Ben Arbayim not only serves as an illustration of the first case of the Mishnah, but in fact seems to be that a chiddush that even according to Rabbi Gamliel, even though there was a large time lapse in between, so you might have thought that that would be enough to say that if he remembered in between that a Shabbos and such a large amount of time passed, that you would not be chayiv. Even so, Rabbi Gamliel is mechayiv. Perek Yud Gimel Masechta Shabbos Mishnah Aleph. Again, Mishnayos are continuing to elaborate on the various av malachos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ha'orig shlosha chutin batchila ve'echad al ha'orig chayev. When it comes to the malacha of weaving, if somebody weaves three new threads into a beginning of making a new fabric, or echad al ha'orig, or if he adds one thread to a fabric that's already made, then he is chayiv. Apparently, that's what's considered to be a significant shear. That the shear that's required, if you already have something which is woven and you're going to add to that, so less a smaller addition of thread is considered to be something which is chashuv, something which is important enough to be mechayiv. And therefore, if you add three, if you do three at the beginning of a new fabric, that's going to be enough to say you're chayiv at Shabbos. While if you are adding to an existing fabric, one would be enough. Chacham say no. Bein betchil, bein sof shiur shnei chutin. They have a completely different shear of two threads, and that's true whether it's the beginning of the process, the beginning of the fabric, or if you're adding it to a new fabric. Either way, the shear is always going to be two chutin.